Open Windows, February the 27th. The Lord's Burden. The Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name." Acts 9:15. The Lord must have an instrument. A Daniel instrument, whether personal or collective, that moves towards God for his testimony. He must have a Nehemiah with a heartache over the people because of the breakdown of the testimony. He must have an Ezra who is not for a moment compromising with anything contrary to the mind of God. He must have the Esther instrument who flings fear to the winds and goes, taking life in hand, to besiege the throne for the life of her people, for the deliverance of the people of God from the threat of the enemy. Oh, what those prayers wrought! And, beloved, the burden of the Lord must come on our heart in like manner, if we are to be effective instruments of the Lord in his end-time activities. We must be exercised in a very deep way with the interests of God. We must hold back nothing that will count for the Lord and his interests. You would be surprised how the Lord would come through if you gave him a chance. The whole thing begins with a recognition of the need and the burden of these things upon our hearts. When we are really in it, by the urge of the Holy Spirit, the common features found in the Old Testament instruments will be found inwrought in us, and we shall be found an abandoned people unto this one thing, the Lord's burden and heart concern for his testimony in his people.